Your life.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Remix Movement Podcast. If you are not new, I always say that. Maybe I should come up with something else. But if you are new, welcome and thank you for tuning in. I hope you guys can hear me because I can't hear myself. But okay, I can fix that after in editing. So today is February 1st. I cannot believe that the month of January is gone. I can't believe it's already passed. I'm kind of excited for it to be gone because there's so many different things going on in February, including my daddy's 60th birthday. I'm so excited. We're just going to do a small little party and that's really it. But I'm so happy to celebrate him. 60 is a long time. 60 is like a big deal. If you hear I'm a little bit congested, it's been a month. I really haven't been like this. And last night, I just got allergies really, really bad. And then you know how when you like sneeze all the time and your nose feels like it's like bleeding and then your body aches and then all you want to do is just sleep. I basically did that last night. Please pray for me. I'm still a little bit congested today, but not as bad. We are going to talk about something that I've read and I've missed. And guys, sometimes we read the Bible and we know stories, right? We know the gist of the stories. Noah's Ark, Moses, the Israelites. There's certain things that we know about, right? But sometimes when you read the text again in your devotional time, when you are reading it, you're like, oh my God, I didn't notice that last time. Or, oh, that's something different. Or, the Holy Spirit is telling me something different in this text. So if that happens to you, that's a good thing. That's not a bad thing. So I was doing that. I'm still doing my my fasting. We just finished on Sunday, the 29th, the 21 days with the church and with the Remix Movement Podcast. However, like I said, I feel like God has called me to continue. So I'm trying to stick to it. And I'm trying to just stay consistent and reading my devotionals, reading the Bible, praying. Listen, guys, I am so consistent that I even thought that I sometimes get home so late and I'm so tired. And by the time I make dinner, I'm like, oh, man, I'm wasting time because I want to work out. Right. I've been waking up this week at 4 o'clock in the morning to take my dog out. And then after that, work out a little bit, get my body awake and alert, and then spend some time with God. And it's been a struggle. I think it's because I'm doing more work in the morning with my body, and then it kind of just crashes right after work. But I'm glad that I'm doing this, and hopefully I'll see some results. I'll lose some weight. I'll get stronger in my faith, and it'll be different. So that's what I'm hoping to do. I'm going to continue to do it. Today's my break day, of course. I do basically work out Monday, Tuesday. I take a break to relax on Wednesday, and then I go back again Thursday, Friday. And then Saturday and Sunday, I just go walking, but I don't do like heavy cardio or dancing or workout and stuff like that. But definitely keep praying for me as I continue, because today was day 24. And the new devotional I'm reading is about strengthening your marriage and building empathy. And it's really interesting. I do recommend, guys, that you consider the downloading the YouVersion Bible app, because they have plans, like Bible plans, and you could do like 3 days, 5 days, 21 days. There's so many different authors that you can pick, so many different topics. And it definitely helps guide you. Like if like you just don't know what to talk about and you just search a topic, a whole bunch of them will come out. And it's a really good resource and tool for us to, like I said, strengthen our relationship with God. All right, let me go into this topic. So basically I'm going to be reading, for context reasons, Acts chapter 16. And I'm starting in verse 16 and I'm going to be reading until 28. Now, there are a lot of things to cover after verse 28. So I think I'm going to continue this maybe next week after Friday Prayer Wave, because there's just a lot of things, like I told you, that I've been reading and I'm just like, whoo, man, that is heavy. That is cool. Like God is really showing me new revelation. So I just want to take a few of them today. Okay. So this text is called Paul and Silas in Prison. Okay. Verse 16, one day as we were going down to the place of prayer, we met a slave girl who had a spirit that enabled her to tell the future, okay? She earned a lot of money for her masters by telling fortunes. She followed Paul and the rest of us, shouting, "These men are servants of the Most High God, and they have come to tell you how to be saved." This went on day after day until Paul got so exasperated that he turned and said to the demon within her, "I command you in the name of Jesus to come out of her." And instantly, it left her. All right, so this is actually really cool because they haven't got to the part of them getting into prison yet, okay? And they're basically going through a journey of how this encounter happened. And it really does show that this gift, I guess, of telling the future is one that can come from God if you're a prophet, but it can also come from the enemy. And here she was demon possessed and this enemy was using that. And even though she was saying the truth, because she was just saying, you know, these men are the servants of the Most High God and I've come to tell you how to be saved. Maybe she was saying it mockingly. And that's what made Paul go ahead and just say, I'm tired of this. Let me just command this demon out. And instantly it happened, right? In the name of Jesus Christ. Not in the name of Paul, not in the name of Silas, in the name of Jesus Christ. So like I said, this really shows that something that people are saying, even though it's truthful, in the manner, in the tone, and in the way it's said, it can come off in a different way. And that's just something anybody can say, right? If they have good news or they have bad news, the tone and the way you say it is very heavy. And it can determine how people are going to be perceiving it, all right? Verse 19. Her master's hope of wealth were now shattered. So they grabbed Paul and Silas and dragged him before the authorities at the marketplace. The whole city is at an uproar because of these Jews, they shouted to the city officials. They are teaching customs that are illegal for us Romans to practice. A mob quickly formed against Paul and Silas, and the city officials ordered them, stripped them, and beat them with wooden rods. They were so severely beaten, and they were thrown into prison. The jailer was ordered to make sure that they did not escape. So the jailer put them into the inner dungeon and clamped their feet in the stocks. So the reason why Paul and Silas were put into the dungeon, were put into prison, is because of the reaction that the people who were following them, the people that were against them, the people that were trying to find a way to stop what they were doing, to stop showing that God's name can be used to heal people and to break chains and to do all these things. The reason why they're in prison is because of their reaction to them taking away the demon from this woman. And this goes to show there will always be people surrounding you in everything that you do. And everything that you do in this world, there's always going to be people watching you. So we have to make sure that we are always showing Christ, because there are people that actually take time to say, well, Christians are ignorant. Christians, the word Christian means nothing, because there are people who say that they're Christian, but only when they're asked. And behind closed doors and on their Instagram, on their Facebook, they're amok. They're not showing Christian values. There's a lot of people in society, even believers, that they say that we can't really express who Jesus Christ is because there are people watching us. There are people waiting for us to step out of character and to do something wrong. But here we see that Paul and Silas, they didn't even touch this woman. All they did was speak to this woman. That's it. They did not even touch her. It says they just turned around and they spoke to her. In the manner that they spoke, they didn't like it. And the fact that they witnessed this miracle and decided to change it, this also shows that there will be things that people know that you're a believer of God, but they're always going to be asking, and what? So what? So you say that God is powerful, but I don't see your situation changing. So you say that God is good, but I don't see you getting a promotion. Oh, well, you say that God is good, but in the school system, God isn't even in there. We're supposed to be believers and Christians on the outside, but we're not doing a good job in the school public system. So regardless of whatever the situation is, if we're being watched by other people and for some reason they decide to point the finger, manipulate the situation, and put us in a situation where things can get a lot worse, we have to always be reminded that God is in control, that God is working on us, okay? Okay, so let me go here. They were beaten severely with wooden rods. They were taken into prison. Okay, verse 25. Around midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening. They had an audience again. So first, the audience they had were the people around them that were saying that they were doing things that went against their customs, and now they have an audience of people that are in the exact same position as them. They, too, are chained. They, too, are in the prison, and it just says that they were listening. They didn't say a word, just like the crowd at the beginning. They didn't say anything when the miracle happened and the demon was taken out, but they said it afterwards. So let's see what happens here, okay? After midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening. Suddenly, there was a massive earthquake, and the prison was shaken to its foundations. All of the doors immediately flew open, and the chains of every prisoner fell off. The jailer woke up to see the prison doors wide open. He assumed that the prisoners had escaped, so he drew his sword to kill himself. But Paul shouted to him, "Stop, don't kill yourself, we are all here." This is where I'm coming from, okay, guys? Not only do we see that immediately the demon that was inside of this woman was taken out in the name of Jesus, but we are also seeing that the prayers that Paul and Silas were giving to God, the worship, the singing of the hymns that they were giving to God, suddenly allowed a massive earthquake to come. And that massive earthquake set them free. And not only did it set them free, but it set the people around them also free, the prisoners. Let me tell you guys something, okay? I get excited when I read things like this because there are people in your circle, extended family, friends who maybe don't know God. And when you are praying for them, when you are worshiping God, when you are in a 21-day prayer and fasting, when you are seeking God's face, God has the power to allow them to be set free because of the impact that you are doing. Because of what you are doing, you have the power in Jesus Christ, not through your works, but through him, to be able to allow the people around you to be set free from captivity, to be set free from a negative mindset, to be set free from depression and anxiety. You have the power through prayer and praise and worship to be able to allow God's hand to move. And that to me is super powerful because it says here, the gates and the doors flew wide open, the chains that were keeping them bound collapsed, all right? And let's see the jailer's reaction. First of all, why was he sleeping during an earthquake? When I read this, I was like, okay, this guy is supposed to make sure that they were not escaping, yet he woke up from a nap. He woke up from a nap, and he had no idea that they were praying. He had no idea that they were singing hymns. He woke up from a beautiful nap, not paying attention to what was going on. But the power of God allowed them to be set free. And yet he thought the only thing that can happen, because I'm seeing things are out of control. I'm seeing things that are not happening the way it was supposed to be. He overreacts and just immediately thinks that he should kill himself. And this is the part where I was like, wow. See, when I've read this story, people get so hung up on the fact that the power of God allowed Paul and Silas to be set free. But they miss what happened after. The reaction to the jailer. The jailer was specifically told not to let them escape. And he fell short. Let me tell you guys something. The enemy can fall short if you are seeking God. The power of Jesus Christ on your life, when you pray, when you go to Bible study, when you communicate with other believers, when you show faith, that is the power to be able to literally have the enemy fall asleep. He's going to be missing what's going on. He's not going to know what happened. God is going to give you a breakthrough, okay? And when this happens, we can also see it like this. We may not be Paul and Silas in that moment. Maybe you feel like you're like the jailer. Maybe you feel like God has commanded you to do something and you fell asleep. God told you to write that book. God told you not to date this guy. God told you to go to this school. God told you to open that blog. God told you to start a YouTube page. And you fell asleep. And because you fell asleep, you opened up your eyes in 2023 and you feel like everything is out of control. Things are out of control. You didn't expect to be where you're at. You didn't expect to be in the situation financially. You didn't expect to be in the situation fighting with your family members. You didn't expect it because you fell asleep on what God assigned to you. But that's okay because God is telling you right now exactly what Paul said, okay? Don't kill yourself. We are all here. Don't kill yourself. Don't think that just because things don't go the way you want, that now you could go ahead and have a temper tantrum, lose your faith, don't go to church, not give your tithes and offerings, stop praying. Don't think that this is the end because this is not the end. See, we are all here. Who is we? God is on your side. God always gives us a chance to be able to ask for redemption, to be able to ask for forgiveness, to be able to say, yes, I knew what you told me. I maybe slept on it, but this is your wake-up call. So I wrote something on Facebook today. And I had it in my mind all day yesterday. And I was like, man, this is really getting stuck to me. And so I put this here, right? Stop. The same thing that Paul said to this person. Stop overreacting, getting bent out of shape, and angry when things don't go the way you want. There's a purpose for your pain and also in the delay. See, there's a purpose for how you feel. There's a purpose for the fact that you maybe feel like you got a delay in what God has called you. There's a purpose in your situation, but you need to stop having temper tantrums. You need to stop thinking that because it doesn't go your way, that God can't use this for his glory. And that's where I want to go ahead and end it here because there's so much more that I can go ahead and say, but I want you guys to know, okay, because you can see it this way as if you're the jailer, but you can also see it this other way. Maybe you're someone that you lost the goal that you made on January 1st. You didn't stick to the plan of doing your resolutions. And now you feel all hell is going crazy. And you scream and you yell and you curse and you party and you look to substances and you gossip and you pick the wrong people. And all of those things that you do, God is telling you right now, stop. Don't overreact. Don't kill yourself. Don't get angry. You have a chance right now to be able to be saved. So here we see that Paul saves the life of the jailer. At this moment where he feels like he lost the purpose he was called to, at this moment when he feels like he has no control, Paul saved this jailer's life. And God is telling you right now today on this podcast, stop what you're doing. Go back to the ways of what God is telling you. Is what you're doing producing fruit in your life? Is what you're doing allowing yourself to not just have a temporary moment, but set yourself up for eternal breakthrough? Is what you're doing, the people you're surrounding, the eyes that have influence, making you or breaking you? Because here's how I think about it too, right? I have friends and I have family members, and they say that they're Christian. And I love them and I pray for them and I want my family to know Christ in a way where they don't have to question themselves but have the faith to move forward. Because guys, I'm doing that myself. I literally had a conversation with my mother and father-in-law this weekend and I got so real with them and I told them I'm struggling. I'm struggling little by little as I see the medical bills and as I see the treatment and as they schedule surgery and as I hear the results from the doctors for infertility. And I have to try my best to have faith and stop having a temper tantrum and know that God is in control and know that God has a plan and know that blessing delayed doesn't mean blessing denied. And I have to surround myself with people like them, with people like my parents, so that they can influence me. Because by them giving faith in me, by them praying for me and Lewis, by them helping me out, It allows me to get stronger in my relationship with God personally. And then it allows me to be stronger for my future children or for my cousins or for my goddaughter. And I appreciate it so much because I feel like in that moment, God was telling me, stop overreacting. Stop consuming yourself like you don't have control. You're not meant to have control. God is. God is meant to have full access and full control. And for me, that's hard because I want to be able to have a plan A, a plan B, and a plan C. I want to make sure I'm not caught off guard. But you see, here's the sweet thing, right? When you're caught off guard, God is always there to save you. And that happened here with this jailer. He was caught off guard, and he didn't know what to do. And the decision that he was going to make was literally going to stop what God was going to show him in the next few verses that we're going to cover in another podcast. But see, God tells me, he's like, no, 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 Stephanie, even though you're caught off guard, you did not know you were going to have to go through surgery. You did not know you were going to have those polyps in your uterus. You did not know that you were going to have to keep waiting until possibly the end of May of February. You don't know, but that's okay. Stop what you're doing and know that there's a purpose in your pain and there's a purpose in the delay. And in this time that I am trusting God and in this time that I'm willing to obey what he tells me, I'm telling you the exact same thing. Obey what God tells you. If God is telling you right now, stop what you're doing. Stop surrounding yourself with those people. Stop dating that guy or girl. Stop thinking that you're in control. Stop putting up goals that don't have God in my plan. And that one hurts because I know a lot of people that I love that they have goals and those goals are basically useless because it doesn't have God in the equation. I want to get married and I want to move in and I want to have a family. But did you ask God if that was the right person for you? Does that person know who God is? Did you ask them if this was the right job for you? Did you ask God to help you out so that you can go ahead and do that business plan? Because you can plan as much as you want. And when you get disappointed that it doesn't happen, don't be disappointed in the fact that it didn't happen. Be disappointed that you didn't allow God to grace those plans. So I know it's a heavy hitter. I know it's a lot. I hope it encourages you because I'm telling you guys, like I read this and it changed the way I thought of that ending with the jailer and the escape and all that. And there's so much more after this. So stay tuned, probably in two episodes because next episode is a Friday prayer wave. But definitely keep reading that. Keep reading that text of Acts 16 because God really does speak through the text. All right. Thank you so much. God bless.
Thank you for listening to the Remix Movement podcast. If you found this episode encouraging and uplifting, the best thing you can do today is share it with others. Stay connected with me on social media to get more new podcast episode alerts, verses of the day, and much more. Follow me on Instagram at StephanieA321. And don't forget to subscribe to the Remix Movement YouTube channel, where you can have access to all of our previous podcast videos. Thank you and God bless.